Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room,
we've got you. Every week we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this midlife wild journey. Career changes in midlife. And we have a special guest with us today, Lisa, one of our number one fans, listeners.
Yes.
Hi,
so
Lisa.
Excited.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Yes, I appreciate
it. It's so nice to have like a loyal fan on here with us.
I know. She actually listens and talks about things and calls me out on stuff that I said. And she also says that she can tell when I'm drinking too much.
Oh. Yes, I know. I've for a long time.
We never do that.
Fine. I think it's fine.
No, wait, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
We're
and
having
she,
fun.
And
so.
She's actually in studio here with us today.
Yes.
So happy to have you here.
Well, thank you.
And we wanted to talk today a little bit about career and changing careers in midlife, which Ashley is thinking about doing.
Right.
Or starting a career in midlife, which is kind of something that you had done. How long has it been? A couple years now? A year or two?
I'm going on my, about a year and a half since I started real estate.
Real estate.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go into real estate?
I've always been in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never worked an office job that like has me. I like the flexibility and being able to see, my kids.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I have two daughters at home who are leaving in this August.
Aww.
And I haven't been without kids in 25 years.
Wow.
So I
have
went
a son
to
that
work.
Moved away already.
Yeah, 2019.
Right, so already,
Okay.
I still cry when he leaves.
Is he local or did he move away?
He moved 3 hours away from us. He
okay, that's not too bad. Time. Okay.
It's terrible for me. I adore him.
I can relate to that.
Yes. And so it's just like everything my whole life's been kids for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And now
everything's
changing. Because my middle daughter went like 2 years to the community college and now she's bridging over to a nursing program at a university. My other daughter's going to U of A or NAU.
Oh.
And then she's going to be a big, large animal vet. So
oh,
then we'll
wow.
She has like 8 years ahead of her. Yeah.
Oh my
so
goodness.
I just can't even imagine not having him around.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. My youngest moved out, it's been a year and a half now, and she got an apartment with my oldest.
Right.
And they're about 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, she's gone, but not really. And
right.
she works just a few blocks from my house, so she comes here on her lunch breaks.
Right.
So I still see her frequently,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I think for me it was a little different because they didn't all go, like, away.
Right.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even imagine
if
my kids were all
six
that
hours
far from me.
Away.
Oh.
You know.
So Connor, her middle child, is in New York.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That was really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
But he's thriving.
He is. He's
and
thriving.
He's doing
and that's
so
what's
well.
So important.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, absolutely.
With my son, like, I raised him, like, I mean, Tracy, he's always looked like a little frat boy with his little hair.
Aww.
I raised him to go to college, and when he didn't go, I was just furious.
Aww.
I actually filled out two college applications for him.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't find out, like, 2 years ago. Just for backup.
Right.
He changed
his
mind, but. He moved up to Scottsdale. And, I mean, like, by 20, he was killing it.
Oh,
you know,
good.
He's more entrepreneurial and very creative and just has a very good head on his shoulder. And he's, like, my best buddy.
That's
you
awesome.
Know? Yeah. I didn't have him until I was 30, though, so I was just, in love with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She wasn't baby.
Having babies.
No.
Yeah.
Like
me.
Us.
Yeah. I really struggled when my son left and I didn't go visit him for a year because he had come to see me a couple of times. And when I did finally go, that's when I was really put at peace because I thought I saw him thriving. I knew where he was living.
Right.
It just kind of, it was like, you know what? This is okay. It sucks, but it's okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when I come visit him, right? And I mean, he'd be at his job so happy. And I'd say, do you realize you get paid for doing this? He'd be like, no, not until I get that big amount in my
Right.
He's always loved cars. So he was working up at Penske. You know, that's always been one of his favorite places. And he did great up there. At 19, 20. I could leave him and I wouldn't be so upset.
Right.
But when he leaves my house, I get the holy water out when he's in the shower, sprinkle it on his nice car. Watch out for him, you know. And when he leaves my house, it just like, I take to the bed with the dog.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't know why it's when he leaves, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I get pre-separation anxiety now. Aww. And this has been 5 years.
Wow.
But when he's coming, when I know he's coming, I'm like, oh no, I'm going to say goodbye to him again.
Oh,
you know, and
gosh.
I just get like, you know. And he's a good kid.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you decided to go into real estate for flexibility and because you kind of wanted something to do.
I need something to do. Mm-hmm. And because I'd been a mom for a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I did work at a school for a while because that was their hours. So I was always about them.
Right.
You know.
But being a mom is the best job in the world. Yeah, it is a job. And it's the most rewarding job in the world.
Yes.
And the most unrecognized.
Yes. Right. I agree.
Yes.
Profession.
And
can we say
like,
it's a profession?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like I had people telling me, you know, they'd be like, oh, it's the first day of school. We all go celebrate. And I'm over there crying. Oh, we're going back to school, you know, and everything. So I think since I had them older, I really enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I have three with totally different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it comes.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that unless you've had multiple children.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. It's funny
definitely.
How it works out that way.
Yeah. And then he's like 5 years older than my next one. And the other two
like
are
mine.
Only 2 years apart.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
just like me.
So when he first moved, I'd call him and say, I don't know who I live with. Because they'd be over there doing their little thing. And I'd be like, what am I doing? You know, because him and I were always, you know.
Yeah, so, my oldest is 5 years older. And then I had two, but they're 13 months apart.
Oh, yeah.
They're very close.
Yeah,
Irish twins.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So how long has it been since you got your real estate license or started studying for it? Because I know,
should we go down this road? Because I think we have a similar story.
Yeah, it's okay. Actually, when COVID hit, my son's best friend had gotten into real estate, you know, and I'm like, that wouldn't be a bad thing for me. You know, because I did sales before I had kids and everything. I've always liked sales.
Right.
You know, I thought that wouldn't be a bad thing for me, but you know, it wasn't even like the time of Zoom. So I signed up for these classes and they have like these ladies, you know, just talking, just wah, 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 wah.
So was it like a pre-recorded video?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then here I am. That's an ugly outfit to wear a camera. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm like, gosh, chicken scratch.
Oh,
so I
no.
went through, I got through all 18 sessions, but I didn't learn anything.
You didn't absorb any of
and everything. And then
was it interactive at all, or were you just listening to lectures?
Just listening to lectures, and I had the books and the
there's
pre-tests and books. There's 18 sessions,
So
I did get through it.
Right,
and then I thought, well, you know, I can just you know go pass the test. I'll study. I'll do
right.
this. I'll do that. No, I went about it the wrong way. Like I memorized the definitions. I went about it the wrong way.
Okay,
and then,
so did you take the test and not pass? Or did you not take it at that time?
Well, I took it, and if it's 75, I got a, what did I get? The first one was, like, 69.
Okay.
Which was a miracle, considering, like, I was sitting there for 4 hours, and I was looking, you know, I mean, it was boring and everything. And then, so I put it down for a while. You know, I take it to a few tests, and then I was up to, like, 70, you know, two, you
right.
know, and everything. And I put it down for a while, and then I had it was in December of 2022. I had a real personal, you know, issue happen. And my son had to talk me home.
Aww.
I was 5 hours away from home.
Oh.
With only like three places I could stop. And I was having a panic attack.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't realize it until I was talking to him. I said something standing on my chest and everything.
Oh.
And it's dark. And you know what I mean? And so every exit I got to where it would be a bigger town, mm-hmm. he'd say, "Are you going to go? Are you going to, you know, you'd get off?" You know, he was like willing to come get me, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. pulling down every. He got me home. He talked to me for three, like almost 4 hours straight.
Wow.
And he got me home.
What a sweetheart.
And that meant so much to me. Okay, I had that panic attack and everything, you mm-hmm. know, and I had three kids at home. And, well, like, my son wasn't at home. He was, you know, right. He had already moved out. But he's the one that got me home safely and everything. And then I just had the rug pulled out from under me. Mm-hmm. Just, like, last thing I expected, and I didn't handle it well, you mm-hmm. know. And my youngest is all trying to take care of me. My middle one, she's kind of the stoic one. She's like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. Aww. You know, and I felt bad because, like, for a whole month almost, I just, like, sat around. Like, it was all I could do to get up and go do Christmas presents.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So like that. And so I decided I needed a win. Mm-hmm. You know, I needed to prove to my kids that I'd get through this. That,
right.
You know, I wasn't going to end up in a funny farm or anything over this, you know. So I looked at the school I'd gone to.
Right.
And I asked them if I could audit the classes through Zoom.
Right.
You know, all 18 sessions. And so I had to pay a little bit of money. But, yeah, I did that.
Okay.
So the initial, you know, problem started, like, December 2nd.
Uh-huh.
So January 3rd, I started auditing the classes
okay.
through Zoom. So just retaking everything I had.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it was, like, three times a week, you know. So it was done in February. It was quick, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's three or four times a week, you know, for, like, 4 hours a night. And okay. every day I figured that was a win. That was a win.
Right.
I was showing them I had the strength that you can get through anything, mm-hmm. you know. And then on my very last one, I had a teacher. He's odd. He's eccentric. I don't know if I like him or not, but I knew I was catching on, you know.
Okay.
So I was on the 18th one. He said, and this Saturday, I do a 14-hour Zoom class for 125 that'll guarantee you to pass your test.
Oh.
And I thought, I've not come this far.
Wait, so 14 hours?
14 hours. Wow. Till 10 o'clock at night. But like he said, if you have to go somewhere, it's not mandatory you're in attendance. But
okay.
So anyway, so I'm like, you know what? So right there, I got on my phone, signed, it was like $125 for them, yeah. signed up. And that's the smartest thing I did.
Really?
Yes, because I understood him, and he didn't teach you just the definitions. He taught you the concepts.
Okay.
And so I did, and I did it. Something I can do a 14-hour, you know.
And you sat there for 14 hours?
Well, you know, I can get up and stuff, you know.
Like, right. Yeah, yeah
but, you know, I sent the kids away. You know, some people would have their kids in their laps, all of a sudden you'd be talking to them Aww. Or their dogs, you know, or whatever. And I did it till 10 o'clock at night. And then my son came up for that week, and he'd drive me to Tucson, because it's like an hour and a half away from where I live,
uh-huh.
to take the tests and everything. And I just kept getting that 73, you know. So, excuse me, a week later, he decided, he said, just treat it like a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because since I was coming from an hour and a half away, they were allowing me to take the morning session and the afternoon session.
Oh, my gosh. Know?
So that Monday, I walked in. I said, I'm here for work. Sorry if I'm late. You know, I said, in the afternoons, I won't be returning late, joking around with the guy that, you know, been helping me. And so that morning, again, 73.
Oh.
And I went and had lunch and got Starbucks. And then when I came back, I was sure I failed it. And I'm gathering my stuff, and I looked up, and I passed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I felt like, you know, I just show my kids that, you know, bad things happen. And
yeah.
We may lay around for a little bit. But we can
get up.
Yeah.
You get up. You fall down. You get back up.
Walk your bootstraps. Yeah.
You know, and I was still struggling with that. But that gave me every day that I even just did the Zoom
mm-hmm.
for 4 hours at night. You know, one of the girls I wanted to shop for that. And I'm like, I can't. You know, I felt like it was a win.
Right.
You know, because I was showing up.
Right. Yeah. And it occupies your mind, right?
Yes.
So negative things take up rent, you know, in your mind, right?
Right.
And they're rent-free, and they occupy your mind, mm-hmm. and it's so hard to get them out.
Right.
So by entering new things into your mind, it doesn't allow you to think about other things.
Right. And I have it on a calendar, and I mark it with, like, you know, a happy face or a star or something.
Reward yourself.
And every one I did. And then when I did that whole week, uh-huh. I was like, that's a big win, you know?
Right.
And I showed up for every class.
Yeah.
I did not miss a class. And then I got my license a month later.
That's amazing.
So when was that? When did you actually get your license?
I think I got my my state test. That was a school test.
Okay.
My state test, I ended up doing like 3 weeks later, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So that was March of 2023.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And so basically 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you're right. It is 2 years.
Two years. Wow. I know.
And then I had to do the onboarding. I chose Keller Williams. This is my son's best friend worked there, and he sponsored me.
Okay.
You know? And everything. And there's classes. They're really good with training and stuff. So there's classes to go to. But then all of a sudden I was like, I'd get up in the morning and be like, what'd I do? Because my other sales, I was a sales rep, so it's business to business.
Right.
You know, if you had needed my product, I was at your door, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Knock on people's doors and say, hey, you want to sell your house?
I know.
And so it did kind of get me down, but my son has another friend that you've been through the same thing, like going for a long time.
Right.
And bypass, and he works for Sotheby's, and I call him and he goes, it's lonely. Like, I used to go just show up with coffee with my friends, you know?
Yeah.
He goes, just when you think you won't make it anymore. Mm-hmm. He goes, you'll get your sale.
Something comes through. Yeah.
So and how long was it before you got your first sale?
I got my first sale in the end of November. I did an open house. 24? That same year.
Oh, okay. 23.
Yeah. Okay. So not even a year. Wow, not that's even a year. Great.
I'd probably done like 4 or 5 open houses.
Uh-huh.
And like as my son's best friend was my sponsor. Mm-hmm. But he was also on a big team. You know what I mean? So he had other obligations and stuff.
Yeah.
And everything. But he helped me through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a real nice house, you know, mm-hmm. and everything. But he'd do the paperwork for me.
Oh.
So I wasn't really learning about the contracts.
Right.
He'd even write up emails and tell me how to send them. You know, because he was trying to get his done, too.
Right.
And I thought, this, I don't know how well this is working. Bless his heart for doing that for
me. Use AI.
Yes. Yes. And then... and
my best friend.
Yeah. Now. And then I was starting just to feel like, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I do an open house. So I got a couple sales under my feet, you know. And then I met the lady I work with now.
Uh-huh.
And she is a go-getter. She wears me out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And she just, her and I clicked.
Yeah.
You know, and she was actually going to start a team.
Oh, wow.
But then the costs, the lawyers and everything, she's like, you and I are doing fine. So, like, over the last holidays, her parents got sick and stuff.
Oh.
So, she was out of state. So, she'd do all the paperwork for me, all the contracts.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd do all the running.
Footwork.
And,
yeah.
And I trust her. And, you know what I mean? And she's mm-hmm. very fair. And even if I've just gone into houses, she gives me a piece of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything. And we both really appreciate each other. We get along really.
That's amazing.
I met her through real estate, but she's become my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything. So I'm very, very lucky to have her. I mean,
that's amazing.
Her and I'll drive like 200 miles in a day, go here and there. Oh, then we're going to meet this person. She's one of those ones. I get back and like my face is like running off. And I'm like, yeah, it's fun. No, but I do. I was very blessed.
That's good. I mean,
yeah, and she's
I don't know if you're anything like me. I love being busy like that.
Yes, well, so do I.
It makes me feel productive.
Like, yeah, and I'm learning stuff from her.
Exactly.
Like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I did learn some from him, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't have the time because he's on that team as much. And, so I did some open houses at first. That's how I got my first sales. And then
I feel like that's what all realtors do when they first get in. They get their feet wet. They sit through all the open houses.
And I mean, doing it during the week is not a bad idea either.
If
you're going to do it, mm-hmm. just because you can take your work with you, you know,
and
call people and, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. So, I don't do as many open houses now. I will if someone needs one, you know.
Right.
Especially if Josh needs one. He's always got their own nice houses, aww. You know, and everything I do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And also, I went to work in the office 2 hours a day.
Okay.
The receptionist had left.
Yeah.
And that was the smartest thing I could have done. Because I wasn't going to the office. Because what am I doing in the office?
Right.
Everyone's like, we don't see you around. You're supposed to be in the office, right? We weren't supposed to be. We don't have floor time or anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to do in the office.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do file my nails. Or,
I know.
And so I took... when the receptionist left, I go in 2 hours a day, and mm-hmm. they pay me for that, and I get the because we're
a satellite office.
Satellite office, okay. Thank you. And so 2 hours a day, I get the checks to the people that are there and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and that's helped me a lot, too.
Good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because I've gotten to know the other agents better and stuff like that. So
Yeah, so
you got to kind of get in there and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And nobody's telling you. No. Like you said, nobody's telling you what to do. Nobody's telling you.
There's
you
no
know?
Manual. There's no, yeah.
I called Bryce's friend, Stefano. I'm like, you know, and I'm like, they don't even know if I'm dead or alive. they don't care.
Aww. Which is actually kind of could be a good thing because you don't want to be micromanaged either.
Right.
No, I don't.
I mean, you're self-employed. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. And then, which I already am. Yeah. I have a company that I run.
Right.
But I don't do in-person meetings anymore. Right. Everything is virtual. So this
since COVID,
this
right?
is where yeah. I am used to 5 days a COVID. Week.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And
well,
I,
it's pretty much in-person.
For me, it's like, I need to get out of the damn house.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I can't. And this is something that I can right. do while right. I run my business.
Exactly.
You know?
Because you'll run into people and mm-hmm. stuff like that and know people. But like when I wasn't doing anything and I was feeling like lonely and stuff, I was like, I gotta follow through. I asked my friend Jackie, did I say I was gonna actually sell houses or just pass the test? She said, you said you were gonna sell them. I'm like, oh no. You know, so I'm gonna believe in this. But now that I've got the right amount, I understand why you need to be in the office now. Just for a couple hours, mm-hmm. even, you know.
You pick up so much.
Yeah.
And talk to other people. And
yeah, right. I've had people walk up and they're like, I need a land specialist. I'm like, that's me.
Wow.
You know, and. So I have gotten customers and stuff.
That's
like
great.
A few, you know,
yeah.
off that and stuff like that. And I've learned from the other ones.
So do you need a sponsor? Because you mentioned you had a sponsor mm-hmm. at Keller Williams that took you on. And you knew that's where you wanted to go.
Yes, I wanted to go to Keller Williams. One thing, he was there. I knew
right.
he'd help me.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing is I researched Keller Williams. And they're all over.
They're a big company.
They're all over. They're one of the top.
My you know? Sister works for Berkshire Hathaway.
Yes.
Which is... huge.
Yes.
And she runs the office out of Moab, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Moab. It's
yeah,
a small town.
Actually, yeah,
know?
My friend had a big horse place.
Okay, yeah. So she runs their office
yeah.
there. And she has, I think, tripled that team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's done a great job running
right.
the brokerage there. And she's been in the industry for years. And that's always been something that's been attractive to me. But when I was younger and raising my kids by myself, I couldn't depend on... commissions.
Right.
And
I needed a regular paycheck
to get into.
Right.
It's very expensive.
And so I just never did it. And now I'm kind of at a point where, you know, the kids are gone. My company that I run is commission based.
Right.
So
yeah.
I've already figured out how to live that
yeah.
way.
And you still have that as a backup.
Absolutely.
While you enter into this new phase of
yeah.
this new career.
And
right.
and I also thought, you know, it's something I could do even when I'm retired.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
keep me
you,
busy.
Exactly. And you can do it from anywhere, really.
Exactly.
Because you have DocuSign, you have you
mm-hmm.
know, all these
yeah,
different...
Yeah, but I do know... so every state has different rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Arizona, you do have to sign on with a brokerage before...
Okay.
Yeah. Utah, you don't, unless they've changed it. But
right.
you,
okay.
you just get your license and then you find a broker.
Right.
Now you have to find a broker first.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Oh, here you do?
Yeah.
No, because I didn't sign until after... Well, I didn't get my license. Yeah, no, I had my license. I passed my tests and everything.
Yeah, they say that as you get to that point in yeah. the process that you have
and
to find a broker.
And then you start to work or bring through the testing?
You can't work independently
right,
regardless.
No,
you have to be under
so
a broker.
So after your testing, before you start to work, you have
yeah.
to have somebody
yes.
sponsor you.
Yeah,
yeah
that's like
yeah.
the onboarding they do and everything.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know my son's best friend, he chose them. While he was in school.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
he stayed at one of the guys that had an extra house in
yeah.
Tucson and stayed right there at his house while
aww,
he went through school.
That's
and,
nice.
Yeah, and everything. And it's nice. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a couple that are kind of hard-headed and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't complain about anybody in my office, but, you know, other
I think
brokers.
That's
like anywhere.
That's
everywhere.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
like
you
everywhere.
Know, and everything. But, yeah. But, yeah, I've learned a lot from...
So there's
like
been a lot of changes, too, within real estate
mm-hmm.
and within the whole housing industry just since COVID or 2023. Since
even in the last year.
In the last year because they have the new law about the commissions.
Yes.
And
yeah,
nothing,
we have to have them sign a form if we're going to show them a house.
Yeah.
Then we can have them sign it for like a certain period of time or mm-hmm. just for that house.
Right.
And we have to write in there our commission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the seller may not be offering that much commission, but we always
right.
put 3% because
mm-hmm.
if we put 2.5% and the seller's offering 3%,
yeah.
we've, you know what I
exactly.
mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
So we always have to explain
it's
that.
It's very tricky, yeah, the way that they've decided to make those contracts go.
Right.
Because I was talking to my sister about that recently, and she said, you know, it's really frustrating for us, Berkshire Hathaway, because we always made clients sign contracts.
Right.
We were already doing it.
Right.
And then they made these all these other additional rules for the contract, so it's like we're being punished, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, and I asked her how it's going with, you know, the sellers not having to pay commission. Because they don't have to anymore. She said it's actually been going pretty well. A lot of sellers, but because they want to sell,
they want to sell
they
their
have
house.
To.
They
need
to offer commission.
But it's no longer expected.
Yeah,
like
it's,
right, it was.
Because I'm not going to take some, well, I don't know, I might, but I'm not going to take someone to see a house that right. there's no commission. You
Why
know?
Would you?
Yeah.
Well,
you
well
know.
When I was looking 2 years ago, my agent, I love her, and I've already talked to her about joining her team. Uh-huh. One of the listings that we had pulled up, she said, this doesn't affect you and I'll still take you to see the house, but they're only offering 1.5%. And I was like, oh no,
yeah,
I'm not going to put you in that position. Absolutely
right,
yeah. not. I don't even need to see the house
okay.
because I knew how that affected her. And I'm like, that's not fair,
right.
you know? So yeah, it's, unfortunately, like I said, I have family in the industry,
right.
so I know a lot about it.
Right.
So I'm really hoping I've paid twice now for online courses and never completed them.
Right.
I've had a real issue with sitting in front of the computer because I do it all day for work.
Right.
The last thing I want to do is 4 hours of that at night.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, you're here.
I don't go
town.
Anywhere.
So
yeah.
you can, you
I
know,
can go
where
to in-person classes.
You know,
you didn't
I
have
had
that.
A drive to Tucson.
Right.
You, know.
You had a long drive to go to an
yeah.
in-person class. So
yeah.
fortunately, I will have a lot of options.
Right.
And
after you get
your
license, when you have your downtime, what
uh-huh.
I did is every 2 years, you have to have 24-hour
classes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
I got more than half mine done.
Oh, good.
Because
wow.
it would keep me in it. You know,
right.
even though I didn't know I needed to be out to be in it. You know,
yeah.
So I did get that coverage.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
good.
I
yeah.
did, yeah.
Wow.
And through like the Wii Serve and stuff with the arms that they have free classes online.
Right.
And stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
or
awesome.
Or in person.
Well, and what I think is funny is that the interest rates now we think of as high, right?
I
it's much
know.
Higher than what I have on my own house.
Right.
I've been very fortunate, knock on wood. But what is it, 6%? What's
yeah,
about
6%?
But the funny thing is,
or
yes,
is
6.2?
It 6.2?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe 6-7.
I think the first two houses that I bought were in double digits.
Really?
And honestly, I didn't even remember it until Dina mentioned something, a friend of ours.
It was normal to
something.
Have a 11-12% interest rate on a mortgage.
So,
that was normal.
Yes.
That adds so much more to your
family. Oh, my gosh.
It adds a huge amount. But I don't think it was until it went so low that now it seems so high. But at one point, and of course it's been, how many years have I been owning? But my first purchase of my first house. But 6% in the whole scheme of things may not be that bad, although it does add a huge amount to your
You can always buy
payment.
That down too.
Right, which
you
is,
know,
yeah.
Which
we did,
could
yeah.
save you like
we did a buy down when
yeah.
we bought this house, but now it's been 2 years and we still can't refinance.
So I think it's just all relevant, right? and perception is reality. And now I think people's perception of interest rates are much lower than it was when I first bought a place, because it wasn't even a thing. I didn't even think about it. It was whatever they put on the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what I paid, because it was like, I'm buying, of course, my first place. But I just think it's interesting now that we think that the interest rate is so high, which it is.
Right.
But yet.
But I also think.
It used to be much higher.
That, you know, interest rates are what we call high, but more than anything, property values are high.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the interest rate is so painful.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because,
my first house was $40,000.
You know,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
My first house was $238,000.
Yeah.
It was five bedrooms, huge lot.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
you know, so, you know, now that house that I bought for $238,000 is probably worth like $700,000.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True. So it's crazy.
It is. And the people that can afford like $600,000-$800,000 homes, then you add that interest rate on and they might knock it out.
And,
you know,
the down payment and the commission, and if you potentially, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah,
and it's
costs,
it's near impossible for young families to get, or
there's
even
a lot of programs
single people
for them though.
Yeah, they are rolling out quite a bit. Well, thank you so much. That was
Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today. We love having you on our show, and we hope to have you back again.
Oh, I'll come back again.
Yay! Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.